Today is International Coffee Day. Here's looking at you, kid. We all know how much Seattleites love their burnt beans. Well, KUOW producer Matthew Strybe, however, is not a big fan. But in honor of Coffee Day, he went on a tour of Seattle's cafes yesterday. He talked to baristas and drank cup after cup of coffee. Matthew was trying to find out how much is too much coffee to drink.
So it's 11:37. I just had my first cup of coffee at Vivace. I am tired. I went to bed very late last night, but I am not hungover, so this coffee is not a hangover cure. We will see where this goes.
There's been customers where they come from out of town and they want to try like a little bit of everything. There's a guy I made two double shots for, two macchiatos for, and two cappuccinos. By the time he got done with his last cappuccino, he was just sweating bullets, and he was like asking me to call him a cab because he just needed to get to his hotel room before the world came crashing down.
So it's 1:17. I've had 5 cups of coffee. I feel like every joint in my body. I am constantly clenching and unclenching my hands, and my teeth are brown. So I feel like I might have to go to the dentist to get my teeth whitened.
Well, first I started out with a Doppio, then I had an Americano, and then I topped off my cup with drip coffee. And, like, in about 15 minutes, I was seriously talking, like, words so fast that I couldn't understand. And the guy that came up to order coffee next was like, can I just have whatever you just had? And I was like, dude, don't do it. I feel crazy. I feel like a Looney Tune right now.
Okay. It's 2:25. I've had 11 cups of coffee. I am starting to feel quite ill. There's needles behind my eyes. I feel like I can't interview people anymore because I look horrible.
Going back to the college days, I used to go to the International House of Pancakes with a great regularity to study. You know, they had the bottomless pot of coffee, so my friends and I would drink ungodly quantities of the stuff. You know, yes, I've definitely drunk too much because I remember going back to my room and lying down, trying to sleep, and just my eyes would be wide open. I'd be shaking. And if I finally did fall asleep, I would dream about being over-caffeinated, and it was horrible. And, you know, bad coffee, too.
I've had 12 cups of coffee. Right now I'm euphoric, but it's going from euphoric to horrible to euphoric to horrible. I did actually vomit on the side of the street, and that, I think, means to me that it's nearing the end of what I am physically capable of.
When I was a young barista and I was naive to how much coffee I could drink, I used to drink way too much espresso, and I would get really jittery and I'd get the shakes, and then my short-term memory was almost gone, so I almost couldn't remember anything. If someone told me something, I'd almost immediately forget it. It'd be hard for me to read things. Maybe like my short-term memory was so short that by the time I got to the end of the word, I forgot what the beginning of the word is.
It's 3:00. I've had 13 cups of coffee. I do not feel well. I feel like everyone is staring at me. I feel like I'm vibrating. I'm jittery. And I'm very angry. The barista at Starbucks was extremely friendly and pleasant. And I could not talk to her.
Well, Matthew says it went downhill from there. He's barely slept last night and still looks terrible. It doesn't take an expert to figure out that the amount of coffee Matthew Strybe consumed probably is not great for the human body. But what happens when people consume regular amounts of coffee? For that, we turn to Jaime Diaz, professor of behavioral neuroscience at the University of Washington.
It's kind of like a bell curve. Some people are sensitive to a drug, some people are resistant to a drug, and most of us kind of fall in between. There are certain things that you could count on, and one is you kind of get a little restless. You kind of get, some people even call it anxiogenic, that produces anxiety. And the effects it has on the periphery are interesting, and our brain has to interpret that. And so if you start racing your heart, if you start changing your physiology, your brain is trying to say, you know, what's going on? And depending on your mindset, it could be positive or negative.
Are there any reported cases of people dying from ingesting too much caffeine?
Yes, and it's increasing. The incidence rates have increased quite a bit because of the introduction of, say, supplements. If you put it in a powder, you run the risk of putting too much in. If you put it, say, in pills that, you know, that keep you up, like the no dose, you run the risk of taking too many. And that's when you run into problems, and people, the literature now is going over this, the increased incidences of people that are just overdosing on caffeine.
How can you tell you're getting close to overdosing on caffeine?
Your body will tell you typically. You'll feel really wired. You'll start, at some people have heart palpitations, but you'll throw up. You'll feel really sick. The danger comes in is if you take a dose that's too high. If you're dosing moderately, that'll start to creep up. If you take a really high dose, there's no taking that back unless you stomach pump.
Can you die from drinking too much coffee?
It would be really hard. It would be, a cup of coffee will have, say, 100, 200 milligrams of caffeine. To get an overdose, you need about 10,000 milligrams of caffeine. It's hard to get to that drinking it.
Jaime Diaz, professor of psychology at the University of Washington. Happy International Coffee Day. This is The Record.
Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Sure.